Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and it's going to be a great hour. We're going to have an open mic day today. I know we have been expecting a guest, but I find that he's on the road traveling, and he has no access to a telephone. So we are going to be rescheduling him for another time. But meanwhile, this is going to be an hour that's open to any and all of you that would like to call in and chat with me. I've got a lot of good things to share with you today. So here are the phone numbers. Give me a buzz whenever you feel like it, 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S., 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. So any and all of those numbers, give me a buzz, and I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Mother's Day is coming up. I have a wonderful story to share with you, kicking the show off today, about a woman that had an impact on millions of people. And I really think that she is just, well, she's just one of these very, very special people that when you have a chance to interact with her, you just go, you cannot beat it. And what I'm talking about is Julia Child. And this is a woman who, when she was on television, we just thought that she was just, I want to say, the absolute best when it comes to doing everything. Well, I'm going to be sharing some information about Julia later on. I thought I was going to start off with her, but no, I changed my mind. We're going to talk about Julia later on in the hour. But what I wanted to do was to give out a test in the beginning. Before we talk about a special mom, I want to give out a test to you. For those of you who are listening that are mothers, this is something that when I came across it, I thought, this is an interesting test to give ourselves. And actually, any and all of this could apply to any of you gals out there. But what do you like to do when some situations come up? With your children, do you like to make chicken soup when your kid gets the sniffles? Do you like to buy little gifts for others just because it's the thing you like to do for them? Do you like to stay calm in chaotic situations? What about if you like to be where the action is? Maybe just really get down on the floor with the kids, play with them, don't think twice about that. What if you just enjoy the house and the home and just being involved and you're not too concerned about housework? What if you like to tell people that you love, that they can call you anytime? What if you like to give people your undivided attention? What if you like to rearrange your plans just to lend someone an ear? Maybe you like asking, what can you do to help? Do you like to stand up for the underdog? Do you usually pretty much stay on your kid's side until you find out all the facts of what's going on? Well, there was a group that decided they would make an evaluation of mothers. And they said there were particular characteristics that put them into categories. And I always chuckle when I hear about people trying to do something like this because I'll tell you, I've never known a person you can really put in a box. We're all such unique individuals. But there are patterns. There are particular tendencies that we might have. Well, you might be a caretaker. If you're the type that likes to make chicken soup, if you're very much that type of person that wants to be sure that people are not forgotten, and when things get chaotic, by golly, you can be depended upon. Why are you a caretaker? Because you're warm, you're patient, you're supportive, and you like to give people confidence. Also, you are highly intuitive, and you often know what people need, especially those that are closest to you, before they even do. And your kids typically are not afraid to try and fail because they know that regardless of what they do, you're going to be there supporting them. Now, what if you're the type of person where you like to be out where the action is? You really want to be on ground level with the kids, or really on ground level with just about everybody you meet? Well, typically, you want to be a friend more than anything else. You are not afraid to take people as they are. You really enjoy being with them on their platform, whatever it might be. And you might be a natural listener, too, if you enjoy having people calling you anytime, if you don't give them specifics. And when you listen, you really listen. You don't just listen to the words. You listen to whatever else is going on, and you pay attention. You're naturally analytical if you're a good listener. You're empathic. And also, you've got an open mind. And that makes you the perfect sounding board. And sometimes when we don't have that quality, it's hard for people to talk to us, or for kids to talk to us for that matter. But if you're one of those parents that has that kind of an attitude, one of those moms, makes them feel like they're in a safe place. And you're a fixer if you want to know how you can help. Why? Because you're a thoughtful person. You really like solving problems, and you like to look at creative ways to deal with issues, whatever they might be. Kids enjoy being around you because you enjoy challenges. They're willing to take them on themselves. All of these qualities, I think, can be in each and every one of us. They don't have to be primary qualities of any person. But I think that they are something that we need to remember that we can cultivate, too. And I think that that is so important. And I know one of the skills that I've had to cultivate through the years, and it took me a while, even though I had a natural patterning for it, but to learn how to really listen. And it's fascinating when you evaluate people. If ever you've taught a class or you've been around groups of people, and there might be someone who is a primary speaker, let's say, and they will give out their particular area of information. When you start to question people and ask what they've perceived, often they haven't heard very much of what was being expressed by the speaker. And why is that? That's because we listen within the world that we're engrossed within. In other words, if we're in a problem mode of any kind, we're listening from that particular point of attention because we're so concerned. We may not hear some of the solutions, or maybe we will hear some of the solutions, but often we color what we receive in life by what we are going through, again, in a moment. So to become a good listener means that you put your biases aside and you truly listen, and you listen without judgment. And I think that's one of the qualities moms have to develop, my goodness, especially if you have more than one child, because each and every child is different. So for all of you moms out there, I know that you are caretakers, you're a friend, you are a listener, and you're a fixer. If somebody tries to put you into a box in any way, just know that you don't belong there, not in any way, shape, or form. I wanted to also tell you, again, for those that you that might be tuning in, to hear Ted. Ted is stuck out in a routing of travel where he has no access to a telephone, so we are not going to be able to chat with him today. We're hoping to reschedule. We were going to be talking about his wonderful book, Merle's Door, which was all about his dog. So that is going to be rescheduled at another date. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or Canadians 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. So many times we put labels on ourselves as individuals, and it has been an easy habit to bring into our lives. Why? Because so often people around us will say, this is an absolute. This is something that can or cannot be done. Most of the time when they make those judgments, it's due to the fact that that is what their experience has brought to them. Well, they may or may not be right, but I always enjoy hearing about people who decide they're going to go that extra length of self-expression. expression. They're going to dare to be different, sort of like the Jack LaLanne's in life. Here he is in his middle 90s, and the man, I know because I've interviewed him, he's just absolutely a powerhouse, and he still works out 2 hours every single day. Well, most people in their 90s, you expect that they're not going to be able to do much but just shuffle around and not have very much in the attention department going on. Not the case with Jack. Jack is a very good demonstration of when you really invest in yourself, you can make a difference. Well, that's the case with a woman by the name of Dara Torres. Now, she is in South Florida. She is a woman that is competing for the Olympics. Okay, you say, Donna, what's the big deal? A lot of people compete for the Olympics. Well, this is a bit of a big deal because she is competing against women half her age. Now, Dara is 41 years old. She said she has had an attitude in her life that whenever anybody says anything negative, she decides she's going to do exactly the opposite of what they say cannot be done. And she is always practicing at the Coral Springs Aquatic Complex in South Florida, and she just swims and swims and swims. And I've got a picture of this woman in front of me, and my goodness, you would never know she's 41 years of age. She just is absolutely incredibly fit. Now, she was one day in this pool swimming, and there was an alarm that went off because of lightning that was coming in. It was a bad, bad storm. She refused to get out of that pool. She kept on swimming. This woman has a mindset that is absolutely incredible. Now, again, at 41 years of age, she's nearly twice the age of most world-class athletes in her sport. Now, not only does she defy weather, she also decides she's going to defy expectations of other people. She said she's the first over 40 swimmer to compete in the Olympic Games. And you know what? Everybody's conventional wisdom is telling her, don't do this. She's even having other athletes tell her, don't go for this. You're an old lady in the game. You just aren't going to make it. So she is already a four-time Olympian and the mother of a two-year-old. And she said, I was told by someone that an individual had said, I don't know why she's still swimming. She should be staying at home taking care of her kid. He said, where did that come from? I don't understand this. I'm physically fit. I'm healthy. What in the world? Why in the world does my age make a difference? You know what? At 41, she's swimming faster than she's ever done before. At this time, the Olympic trials are going to begin on June 29th. At this time, she's currently the fastest American woman in her event, and she's competing in the 50-meter freestyle. And I love this quote. You shouldn't put an age on your dreams. People need to try. They shouldn't say, I can't do this because I'm too old. Wow, what an inspiration. I was reviewing some material today, and I read about a man who lived to be 111 years of age, and he was skiing up until just before he passed away. Now, part of this, I think, with having a vitality when you're older is, and it happens when you're younger. I wonder how many things we're hearing about young people where they can barely move off the couch, for heaven's sakes. The reason that they have a zest for life is that they, in many respects, have stayed active. They keep their minds active. They have had purpose. They have not sat back and said, as they've gotten older, gee whiz, I can't do this. I've seen it happening with young people, which I would never expect that to be the case. But a lot of it is what it is you believe about yourself. And the truth is, all you have is this moment, so why not live it to the fullest and really enjoy everything that you have about yourself. Remember, if you're living at this moment, you have the opportunity to make your life as rich as you want it to be. And usually it starts in your head. So, Dara Taurus, I'm looking forward and I'm expecting that you're going to be in the final race for the Olympics. And I hope you're up there with the young ones, giving them a run for the money and swimming laps that they would really have to struggle to be able to beat you at doing, especially when you're considered the fastest. But I wanted to share that with you because I think she is a marvelous, marvelous inspiration. Donna Sebo here. Telephone lines are open. This is an open mic hour today. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. During this hour, I'm going to give you a recipe with about salmon with mango and peach salsa. If you're like me, you're always looking for things that maybe you can munch on that are going to, well, just taste absolutely heavenly and won't put 45 inches on the hips. That is always a challenge. So again, give me a buzz if you want to chat. This is an opportunity. If you've wanted to have a reading with me on the air because we have had cancellation of a guest today, phone lines are open and you will be able to get through. If you're a new listener, all you need to know is I just want your first name or your initial. Then after that, you are welcome to ask me about anything that you desire. Okay, what have we got here? We have got a junk junkie. Yes. I have never known anyone that had a passion for buying junk like this woman that I found out about. Her name is Karen Barber, and she said she just can't pass up garage sales. She just is not able to do that. And I looked at it and I thought, why not? That's simple enough. All you have to do is just drive by the place. Not the case. Not the case with Karen. She is not ever able to pass them up. And I have some information in front of me about her, and I just have to chuckle. There is a picture frame. There's crazy hats, there's lamps, there's an old-fashioned birch cage, you know, old chairs. And she said she absolutely loves going out on Friday, and the first sign she sees that says garage sale, she's ready for the game. And she said she's all prepared. She has small bills. She said, I am just absolutely in heaven when I'm in one of these sales. And she said, there was this one garage sale. I found a lamp. It's the most unusual thing I have ever seen. She said, the shade was a bit torn and faded, but she figured, oh, I can replace it. But she said, the base of this lamp was a huge hunk of wood that had rusted metal bands around it, like the hub of an old wagon wheel. And she said, it just called to me. So take me home, I'm yours. Well, she found that there was a piece of masking tape on it that had the price of $10. And she said she lifts this thing up. Now, weighs a ton. And she said, oh, boy. Now, she being a seasoned shopper at garage sale, she never, ever put anything back or laid it down. She'd lug it around with her. Well, here she is lugging this lamp that, you know, weighs a ton. And she's going through all kinds of stuff. Well, there was a woman that was working and helping at the garage sale, and she said, would you like for me to take that for you? We'll keep it for you up in the front until you're ready to go. She said, nope, don't want to do that. And by the way, this lamp, she said, it's not in too good a shape. So she pointed out to the woman the flaws, and she said, can you cut me a deal on this? The woman said, well, you know, what do you think? And said, well, I'll tell you what. I will buy it for $8. Will that do it? The woman said, okay, sold for $8, and that's what it was. Well, Karen was a little bit disappointed with the ease and comfort that the woman accepted her $8, but she said, oh, boy, she's got at least 10 more garage sales to hit, so the lamp was going to have to do at this one, and off she runs. So she said, this was a way that I handled a lot of stress, and she's become a garage sale expert. She said She learned that if a sign said estate sale, things typically were overpriced. If it was a multifamily sale, it had more variety, and a moving sale was absolutely the best because the people really wanted to get rid of things quickly. So she said this was just absolutely more fun, and whenever Fridays hit, her husband knew what was coming, and he would just stay in bed because it was much more comfortable being there. She'd be off early for her excursions, and inevitably he'd always ask her, "Do you really need this junk?" Well, she said, "You know what? I started looking one day at all of my stuff, and I was, after this particular day where I bought this lamp, I was so excited about it. And just like anybody is, you get something home, you want to see if it works, and you do it." And she said she found that the lamp that she had gotten wasn't working. So she takes it down into her own garage, where she's got a bunch of other stuff that's never worked, that she had accumulated in garage sales. And she discovers, to her amazement, she had four other lamps. They were all sitting down in her garage. None of them worked. They all had to be fixed. And she said, "You know what? I really think that I need to take an evaluation of what I'm doing. I loved garage sales, but I had really gotten almost addicted to them." And she said, "I wasn't having all the fun of just shopping as I used to." She said, "Had I become a junk junkie?" Well, she sat down and decided she was going to need a set of rules for herself. And these are the rules that she set up. So for those of you that have that wonderful, wonderful thrill of going out and finding bargains, I know, I watch the Roadshow too. We hope that we'll find something that we pay 50 cents for and it's going to be worth $50 million. Well, the odds are pretty much against you for that. It does happen. But these are Karen's rules. She said, first of all, before she buys something anymore, she wants to determine if she's actually going to use the item. She also wants to make sure that it works. Then she looks at if she can really afford it, and does she have a place for what she's looking at? She said, "I don't want to buy anything anymore where I'm going to need to hide it from my husband." And she said, "Then I have to ask myself the most meaningful question. Why do I really, really want this?" Now, these are some suggestions that can really help you if you love to go shopping like that. She said, set a budget of what you plan to spend whenever you go out for garage sales. And usually garage sales cash talks. That's the way it is. She said, so don't overdo it. Just bring $1 bills, and it makes buying the little items that you want to buy a lot easier. And she said, before you buy something, think of three different ways you'll be able to use it so that you're not buying items that are going to be ending up as clutter in your house, or like in her case, in her garage. And then you need to really inspect everything. Sometimes dings or cracks are covered up by price tags. Who would think that somebody would do that? But people do. And you want to be sure you take a small tape measure with you, because you don't want to haul great big items home and then find out that they don't fit. I've known that to happen to a number of people. And she said, when you go, remember, be friendly. Don't be rude, and don't be obnoxious. Many times people, when they're having garage sales, the items that they're selling really have a significant meaning to them. They're selling their children's items, or maybe there's an antique chest or whatever that they've had. There's a story that goes through it, and sometimes the stories about these people and what they have are quite interesting. So she said, you never know why people sell possessions. They might be going through a divorce or clearing out someone's home, a deceased member of their family. So you have to be sort of thoughtful. And more than anything else, she said, have fun. Really have fun. And also, I can remember going through a garage sale a few years back, and I found I'd overpaid on a lot of things. So have an idea, again, of what you want to spend And after that one experience I had, I just sort of blessed the money that I had spent, because I realized that the family that it was going to really was in need of that cash capital. And so I didn't feel like it was a waste. But on reflection, I realized that I hadn't checked things out. So Karen's suggestions are very good. In fact, I had bought some items that I had to repair, and that cost me even more money. So it doesn't hurt to check things out. And also, what I'd say to the Karens of the world, if you find your clutter really gets to be overwhelming, don't forget there's a lot of thrift facilities that are more than happy to take whatever you have. And this being springtime of the year, it is a great time for you to look at how you can clean out all of your clutter. I know I'm in the process of doing that myself right now. And it enables you to have some space and a place to put maybe your car in your garage, if you can get rid of it. But I know it does take time. I know it does take effort. But remember, part of life is being able to recycle things. And I think that's one of the joys that you can know, that when you give something to a charity, or maybe your church is going to have a bazaar. Let me just share a tip with you. If you've got a bunch of stuff in your house, and you're sort of attached to it, but you know that you don't have anybody you're going to give it to, maybe your kids don't want it, but you would like to have it appreciated, there might be a church or a nonprofit organization that has a bazaar every year, and you can donate that. And there was a church I belonged to a few years back, and I was the chairperson for raising money for what we needed to do around the building. And so we decided we were going to have a rummage sale. And we asked for donations from anybody and everybody. And we were astonished at what came our way. And a lot of it was really, really nice. Well, we were able to raise almost $2,000 in just one day for our organization just by having the rummage sale. And again, it wasn't junk. People really brought some very, very nice things, and they sold for such reasonable prices. And one of the things that we noticed is that a lot of the people that were buying, they didn't have a lot of money. And this was an opportunity for them to have nice things in their life. So just remember, there's many good resources that your items that you don't want anymore, I don't care if they're books, they're clothing, toys, it doesn't make any difference. Find out about that organization or group that you really would like to give your items to, and you may or may not be able to get a tax deduction. Sometimes there are those opportunities, but it's really, really worth it, because there may be someone out there that they don't have the money to spend, and that gives them an opportunity to have something in their space that will be very special to them, and you'll know that whatever you've had is passed on to someone else. Just a little tidbit there. Springtime of the year, it's a good time to clean out the junk. And if you like to go shopping to find that special gem, to find that special treasure, this is a good time, too, because people are wanting to clean out stuff. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Telephone lines are open, and you're welcome to call in. This has been an open mic hour. Telephone number to call in, too, is 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. This is Donna Sebo, and I want to let you know, too, about the guests that are coming up next week. We've got a wonderful lineup. Poetry is the way we're going to start off next week. Valentine's and other poetry. Ted Kooser, who is an award-winning writer. Oh, this man has a way with words that is magical. He's going to be our guest. And then on Tuesday, we're going to be talking with Ruth Schwartz-Hebrun, Outswim the Sharks, how to become savvy, how to be aware of how you can protect yourself, maybe from your own worst fears. Write for life. Dr. Shepherd, Cominars, oh, this man has such wonderful insights about writing. You may not want to become a novelist, but the art of journaling can do magic, and he is going to give you insights as to why that is the case. Then we're going to be talking about math for mystics, and this is something that if math is your thing, you're going to find Rena Shesso is a person that really has a lot going for her. And then on the 16th, well, we're going to sort of leave that open and see what we're going to be filling that up with, because Dr. Richard Petty is going to be on another day during the month. We have changed that because of his schedule, speaking schedule. People are just on the go. It's absolutely amazing. So we are going to be changing that, but we've got so many good people on, and you are going to have a chance to hear them and know all about them. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Don't go away. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227, Canadians, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Julia Child, the woman that mesmerized millions. Well, you would wonder a little bit about Julia's background and the influence of her childhood, what it was. And this is a woman, boy, she knew how to cook. She had a passion for it. We all were influenced by Julia. She is a woman that still has an influence even today. She's just utterly awesome. When Julia Child was interviewed about her childhood, this is what she said. She said, I know I'm happy. She said, I was very fortunate in my family background because I had a very loving, supportive family. We really didn't have anything in the way of conflict. My sister was 5 years younger, and we had a brother halfway in between, so we really didn't have sibling rivalry. My parents, gee, they were happy. We weren't rich, but we were very comfortable, very well off. And my mother thought that every one of us, all of us kids, everything we did was absolutely marvelous. Julie said, I think your background makes an awful lot of difference. I don't know what you do if you've been abused or you haven't been praised enough so you don't feel that you're okay. I feel like I was so very fortunate in having such a happy background. I was never brilliant in school, but I didn't have any major problems either. So I didn't feel inferior. I did have the problem of being twice as tall as anyone else, but that didn't seem to make any difference because my mother always said we were so wonderful. No matter what. And someone made a comment after Julia's statements about her mom that not once did Julia say that her mother was a fabulous cook and that she prepared wonderful food. The thing that she spoke of relative to her mother was the fact that her mother always had praise for her children and believed in them. And I think that that is something that if we're young parents, we need to remember. And if we're grandparents, we need to remember. When you have a child, when you are around young ones, what you say makes a difference. It really, really makes a difference. And you can create something that you really don't want to create when you're thoughtlessly making statements of, well, of just habit. And so often people will do that with children because that's what was done with them. So I think Julia's story is a good one. And she was a very well-balanced individual, had a wonderful attitude about life, a wonderful attitude about cooking. Her cooking went off the charts, her cookbooks especially, because when she was cooking, all of a sudden we decided we weren't going to use fat. Butter became a dirty word. All kinds of things were considered no-nos. Julia didn't take it that way. She said, who cares? She said, this is absolutely good stuff. And just enjoy food. Enjoy food. Very important. And I agree with that. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take our first caller for the day. Hi, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello, Donna. This is Ann from Detroit.
Ann from Detroit. Are the flowers coming up there in Detroit?
Blooming.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
It's about time.
Absolutely. I know the feeling. Okay, dear, let's get down to business with you. You've got your work cut out for you, Ann. You're taking on a challenge, and you're doing it with your eyes wide open. This is a challenge for you. It is a challenge that you are giving yourself because you definitely want to be in charge of how things are handled, and you want to be in charge of how you are going to address the conditions, whether or not you want to shift or change. You want the choice. You don't want anybody saying you can or cannot do something. I really have a strong respect for you, Ann, because you're a straight shooter, but you have not, for quite a long time now, put yourself in the forefront. And I'd say it'd be over the last 5 years that you've grown up into an acceptance of yourself, and you are wanting to really make some changes in your life that are going to be more of what you desire, not of what someone else's desire. This is an appropriate time. You've done your homework. You're doing well. Keep it up. You're not going to be unhappy with the result. What you will be unhappy with is if you don't do what you know you're supposed to do. That will make you very, very unhappy. So you're really setting up a challenge for yourself on multiple levels. But I want to say go for it. You're going to win. It's going to be work, but you won't regret it if you do it your way. What's on your mind, Dave? What do you want to ask me?
Thank you very, very much. That was my question.
What was your question?
You just answered it. And bullseye. What my question was I have been coming more into my own, and it is about time. I think I've finally grown up, and I'm really sort of going after and not getting frustrated over situations anymore that, you know, kind of a woulda, coulda, shoulda sort of thing here. I have a very big challenge coming up on Monday regarding some things that have been going on. It's more of a business-related situation. But it is also personal at the same time. But I've had a lot of stonewalling over some things which are going to be affecting me very personally if I don't take care of business. And I've had some people who've really been getting in my way, doing some less than ethical things. And I'm going to be challenging them at a council meeting on Monday over what they've been doing to me. And I'm wondering if you can give me any insight or advice.
All right. First of all, let's get the emotions out of this. Now, that I know is a tough order, but part of this is what you're growing into. And I can hear the emotion in your voice, and you have a very strong sense of ethics, and this is in no-no land. Okay. Sit down, and this is just very simple recommendations. These are very simple recommendations that I'm giving. Sit down with a pad of paper and a pencil, not a pen, but a pencil. You need an eraser here. Mm-hmm. And you need to maybe divide a pad of paper, you know, with a line right down the first page, maybe a couple pages, and just say, okay, what do I know for fact? What are the A's, the B's, and the C's? And write it all down. Then I want you to look over and put on the right side what it is you're not sure about. What do you not have facts on? Mm-hmm. What's going on here? And when you go into your meeting on Monday, you have been given a very clear picture of certain people's patterns. And again, this should be part of your list. You know, maybe put their names down on a sheet of paper and say, this is what I've seen demonstrated. This is what the ethics are. You know, do it your own way, however you figure it out. But you need to put it down in black and white on a piece of paper. So there's no speculation. There's no accusations. There's nothing here that's going to be on the level of yellow journalism, mm-hmm. where part of it may be and part of it isn't. Mm-hmm. You've got to have your facts very clear. Then, when you go into the meeting, have a concept of what it is you're going to present and be very clear with it. And you need to have questions formed in a way that is not going to be of, what do I want to say, an accusing positioning. You would say, it is, these are some things I want some answers on. I have XYZ situation. I want to know, what is your attitude on this? I have XYZ that has to be taken care of. What recommendations you make. Now, if you're having to work with more than one individual, mm-hmm. you need to get clarity from them. You need to be sure that you have it verbally stated by them exactly what their positioning is. Mm-hmm. And don't let them cut you off in time.
Yeah.
Need to be very clear. Then, once you have their exact positioning, once they verbalize it, then not unlike what an attorney would do in a courtroom. You need to present your facts as you have them and say, this is my understanding of proper procedure. This is what is needing to be put out into the open, and I want to have clarity on this. Because according to ethics or standards, and you use your own words. Mm-hmm. Am I conveying to you what I'm trying to get across?
Yes, you are.
So you need to get the emotions out of this.
Yeah.
This, you don't take this personally.
Yeah.
You want the clarity. Now, the natural way of doing it is having the emotions in it. But when you get the emotions in it, what's going to occur is that your mind is working in a quagmire of,
yeah.
you're trying to hurt me,
yeah.
you are not being truthful. And all of these things, they may be true. But what
yeah.
you do is give power to the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
You want to keep the power for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think this meeting on Monday is the end-all of end-all.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
But you have to go in prepared.
So you don't see anything positive or negative necessarily coming out of it. It's just.
I think what you're going to get is clarity, and that's what you're after.
Yeah.
Take that as the first positioning, clarity.
Okay.
And if someone does not verbalize, they say, well, we can't do, I can't address this at this time. Say, excuse me. Why can you not address this at this time?
Okay. There's going to be a mediator there.
That's fine. But keep clarity here. You're sort of like a race car driver.
Okay.
If you don't keep your focus, if you don't deal with what is here, right now,
mm-hmm.
you're going to crash and burn.
Okay.
Keep the image of a race car driver.
All right.
They go at very high speed. The ones that are really good They have their senses working in all directions. No one thing, no one way is, they keep their focus. They cannot lose their focus. For a split second, it could mean their life.
Okay, I will stay focused.
I hope that helps you, hon.
It helps me very much, and as you know, you're wonderful. Thank you so much, Donna.
You're very welcome, and thanks for calling in today.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break, so don't go away. More good things to share. Ooh, and I got a good spooky story for you, too. So don't go away. But if you want to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Give me a buzz if you want to talk. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Phone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. Also, the direct line of 530-876-3222. All right, if you got a pad of paper and pen handy, I told you I had a recipe I wanted to share with you today. Salmon with mango and peach salsa. Good ingredients. Mango is one of my favorite fruits. And salmon, hey, I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest, and we have the best. Lots of times we'll get it down from Alaska, and we just absolutely love salmon in this part of the country. I know you would, too. Now, this is so easy to do. It really, really is. Now, for the salsa, these are the ingredients. You need one medium mango, and you want to chop the meat of the mango up. Doesn't have to be real fine pieces, just whatever you prefer. And then 1 cup of chopped, fresh, peeled peaches. Or, if you don't have peaches, fresh peaches available, which many of you won't, then you'd use a 1 8-ounce can of light peaches in extra light syrup. And you drain those, and you chop those up coarsely. Then you're going to need 3 tablespoons of chopped red onion, 3 tablespoons of chopped red onion, 1 small fresh jalapeno pepper, and you want to be sure that the seeds and the ribs are discarded. Then 1 small fresh jalapeno pepper, and then you want to chop it up, or you can use 1/2 teaspoon of bottled pickled jalapeno juice, whatever you prefer. You also need 1/4 cup of snipped fresh cilantro or fresh Italian flat leaf parsley. You need 1/4 cup of that, and 1 teaspoon of grated lime zest and 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice. And don't forget, with your limes, to get extra juice out of them, put them in the microwave for about 5 to 15 seconds, and you'll find that they are just really, really juicy. 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, and then you need 4 salmon fillets, and you want the skin on them. That's about 5 to 6 ounces each. And then a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. And with salmon, the white pepper is a lighter taste, so you might want to use that. Now, this is all you have to do. It's going to serve 4 people, or maybe 2 if you have hearty appetites. You want to lightly spray a grill rack with a vegetable oil spray. And you can do this on top of the stove. Barbecue time is great. Outdoor cooking is wonderful, so this is perfect for it. But you can do it also on a grill rack on the top of your stove. You preheat the grill to medium-high, and in a medium bowl, you want to stir together all of the salsa ingredients. That's your mango, your peaches, your red onion, your jalapeno pepper, your cilantro or parsley, your lime, your cumin. You want to mix that all together. Your fish, of course, which you have in your fillet portions, you rinse them off, pat them dry with paper towels, and season it with a little bit of salt and pepper. And you grill the salmon with the skin side up for 4 minutes, or until it gets a nice browned grilled look to it. And then turn it over, grill it for 3 to 4 minutes on the skin side. And then you've got your meal. Now, how easy can that be? Tasty, fresh, delicious, and light. Perfect for the warmer days that are coming. But even if you just wanted to have something that gives you that refreshing feeling of summer, though we're not there yet, it's a great thing to do. And I know for those of you really working on the waistline, good recipe to have. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ben Lomond, California.
Ben Lomond, California, sir. First name or initial?
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
Okay, first name or initial?
D.
D. All right, now, D, when I'm watching you, I really feel as if you are going to need to push yourself extra hard to get the results that you want. And when I say this, I feel as if there is a hesitation, a resistance to going what I'd describe as the extra mile. It's as if there's this feeling, this attitude, if I give out too much, then I'm not going to be compensated for it. And I want to say, give your best, because the results are going to evolve. Don't give up on that at all. Just give the best of what you have. Take pride in everything that you do, and it's better for you to shine than to be sort of on the dull side. So be aware of that. Money is going to be a little bit of an issue with you. Not a lot, but a little bit. But give it about 6 months to a year, and I think good common sense will prevail and you'll do beautifully. I know we're almost out of time. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I guess it pertains to what you just said, but I bought a property a year ago and restored it all this time, and I've been trying to converted to a mixed-use property with commercial residential, and it's been taxing energy-wise and money-wise, and I was just wondering if I should try to just sell it or to make it into different venues that I had considered in the past.
Well, actually, I think your idea is a very good one. But I would ask you, and I know we're just about out of time here, I would ask you to brainstorm with some people that you know that have more skill at this than you do and see what they come up with. But I don't think the idea is a bad one.
Okay.
I really don't. I'm sorry I have to cut you off, but I'm out of time.
Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome. This is Donna Sebo. It has been such a delight to be with you. For all of you moms out there, just know you're loved, you're appreciated, and you're valued. Have a fabulous Mother's Day. And remember always, male and female, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You are the one that is the boss in your world. Have a fabulous weekend. Talk with you same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.